And today we go to Feeland and pray for that city. Feeland is north of Wrightwood in the high desert, southwest of Victorville. East is Hesperia across the Interstate 15. It's accessible from Highway 138, an unincorporated community and census-designated place in the Victor Valley of the Mojave Desert, north of the San Gabriel Mountains. That's its backdrop. Great view. There is talk, however, that Pinyon Hills, which is next to it, to its west, might combine with Feeland to create a larger community. It has about 14,700 people, 52% are white, 32% Hispanic, Asian and Native American 2%. The median age is 36, male to female is approximately 1:1, 77% own, 23% rent. The average house, however, has four people in it. 65% are married, 16% less than high school, 33% high school grads, 27% some college, and 23% have some college degrees. The average income per person is only $37,000. 73% speak English, 24% Spanish. 56% actually are married, 7% are widowed, 7% divorced, 7% separated. So 7, 7, 7 there. 2% are separated, and 29% never married. Feeland's history dates back to the days of the Mormon Trail when settlers passed through the area on their way to San Bernardino and points beyond. Feeland was named after Senator James D. Feeland and his brother, John Thomas Feeland. All right, so Father God, we pray for their environmental issues. They get heavy winds all the time, and it gets very dusty because there's not a lot of green vegetation there. They get a little bit of snow, and they're dealing with a drought. So we pray, God, for creative ways by their community service district that they would find ways to help with this and minimize that. We pray for their governing officials of San Bernardino County and ask, God, that you would help them to be wise in how to handle Feeland and this potential of putting the two cities together. We pray for the Snow Lion School District, Feeland Elementary, Pinyon Mesa Middle, Desert View Independent Heritage School, Serrano High School, and the Eagle Summit Community Day School. And God, we pray that you would overshadow this. We just pray for the teachers, the administration, the parents to rise up and teach what is necessary and not the curriculum that challenges people's identity and or their race. We pray, Father, for the crime to go down. It occurs every 12 hours. Their grade is D+, violence C+, property crime B-, other is D-. The top issues are drug crimes at 14%, which is fairly high. There were quite a few foreclosures, as you'll see in the video clip. It's slowly starting to change and things were stolen, so vandalism was fairly high. So we pray for these things to go down as people find other ways. I've heard that there are illegal cannabis operations, and then they steal water from the neighbors. And so we pray, God, that the task forces that are out there working on that, that they will be able to collect these people and stop that. We pray the poverty rate, though it is only 1% higher than the state's average, we still pray that that would decrease. And for the 44 cases that have COVID, we pray that they would recover and would be able to go home and see their family. We pray for the Forever Wild Sanctuary. That's a special place for people to see animals in the wild, for it to be blessed. And then, God, we pray for churches to unite in prayer, that they wouldn't feel by themselves out there in the middle of nowhere, that intercessors would arise to claim this region for Jesus, that recovery groups for people with addictions would arise, and pastors would pray together, and Bible studies would meet during the weeks in houses to help people be accountable and grow in their faith, that churches would have solid prayer groups, laborers for the harvest, creative ways to reach the lost and broken. An awakening for those who believe, churches would find ways to help the poor and reformation in the town. In Jesus, and we lift up the churches, St. Junipero Sierra Church, Calvary Chapel, Feeland, Feeland Community, High Desert Baptist, Cornerstone Baptist, Fountain Living Waters, and High Desert Church, Feeland Campus. In Jesus' name, we pray for a revival, an awakening that would be so amazing that God moves in such a mighty way that people would forever talk about it.